Collingwood welcomed a vibrant new addition to its art scene last month. Studio Seal, a contemporary gallery situated in the heart of creative Simcoe Street, brings a fresh perspective to the local art community. Owned and operated by Carrie McLean Godman, the studio offers a curated selection of contemporary artworks in an intimate, boutique setting. What Anka and Rick, Lex, have created here on Creative Simcoe Street is actually amazing, and I'm so excited to be a part of it, said McLean Godman. With a background of over 3 decades in interior design, including owning a home building company with her husband for 25 years, McLean Godman brings a wealth of experience and passion to Studio Seal. I've always loved art and loved art history, she said. When I was designing homes, my hope and intention was always that my clients could incorporate fine art versus reproduction art. After relocating to Collingwood in 2020, McLean Godman felt a desire for a new venture, one that would allow her to share her passion for art directly with the community. She had been renting a small private studio in Clarksburg at the time, so when the location became available on Simcoe Street, she decided to jump on it. I always dreamed of having a gallery someday where I could introduce art to people, she said. The space and the location really gave me that push. And so, Studio Seal was born. Located at 77 Simcoe Street, Studio Seal aims to showcase contemporary art not commonly seen in other local galleries. It currently features works from 6 artists, with plans to expand its roster in the future. On January 27, Studio Seal held a soft launch and officially opened its doors. It's art not seen in some of the other galleries, so we really wanted to get our feet wet and see what the response was from people coming in, she said. It was the positive sign that I was hoping for. McLean Godman is joined by Aaron Kaholin, formerly the creative director for the Blue Mountain Foundation for the Arts, and local interior designer Rochelle McLeod in managing the gallery. They are working together to create a dynamic and engaging experience for visitors. For McLean Godman, the most rewarding aspect of the journey has been the opportunity to connect with artists directly. I've met so many fabulous people who I don't think I would have crossed paths with in my previous career, she said. Artists are just fabulous people because everyone is just doing what they love, and that really comes through in their character and in their personalities and passion for what they do. Looking ahead, the team has exciting plans for the future, including adding more artists and hosting a grand opening event in the spring. McLean Godman envisions the gallery not only as a space for showcasing art but also as a hub for fostering connections and creativity within the community. It makes me really happy to be here, said McLean Godman. I hope that everybody feels that way when they come in. She also has plans to convert the back area of the gallery into a space for local artists to host their own exhibitions.